Title: Concretico Jungle Snare Snap. Flip and Arrange in Ableton Live 12 Advanced. Alright, welcome back. In this lesson we're taking a Concretico style jungle snare. You know the one. Sharp transient. Gritty mid crack. And that short dirty ambience like it's bouncing off a stairwell wall. And we're flipping it into a modern drum and bass snare that snaps hard inside busy, rolling grooves. And we're not just sound designing. We're building a system, a dry core that stays consistent. Plus controlled space on returns that you can automate like an instrument. Then we'll resample it to make it yours, and arrange it over a proper 16 to 32 bar phrase with variations that feel intentional, not random. Set your tempo to 174 BPM. That's a sweet spot for a lot of DNB. Now make a MIDI track called Snare Rack. Make an audio track called Snare Resample. Then create two return tracks. Return A is room slash verb, and return B is tape echo. One quick mindset thing before we touch a knob. Keep the main backbeat snare dead on for now. In jungle and DNB, this is where the bar is information usually comes from a stable 2 and 4. The swing and the funk live in hats, ghosts, little pushes and pulls, not in your main anchor, at least not at the start. Step 1. Pick the right concrete material. You're hunting a snare that already has a story in the mids. Think 200 Hz up to 2.5K. You want dirt or grain, like break texture, saturation, maybe even slight bit reduction baked in. And you want short ambience, not a huge hall tail. If it sounds massive solo but turns into a fog in the groove, it's usually too wide, too long, or too pretty. Grab two or three candidates. An Amen-style snare hit is perfect even if you're not using the full break. A warehouse snare, a room rim shot, or a rim layered with a noisy clap also works. Drop them in an audio track and audition at tempo. Don't just click them, actually play them against a basic kick and hat loop so you hear what the groove does to the sample. Step 2. Build a two-layer snare inside a drum rack. On snare rack, load an empty drum rack. We're going to create two layers. One is the snap, the knife edge transient. The other is the concrete, the body and gritty wall slap vibe. For the snap layer, load a tight snare or rim into simpler, one-shot mode. Turn warp off because we're not trying to time stretch a one-shot. We want it clean and immediate. Set fade into basically nothing, like 0 to 1 millisecond, just enough to avoid clicks without rounding the hit. If the transient feels late, nudge the start point forward a hair so the snap speaks right at the grid. Now shape it. Add EQ8. High pass it somewhere, around 120 to 180 Hz with a steeper slope. We're not letting this layer pretend it's the body. Then, if it needs more bite, a gentle boost around 4.5 to 8K can help. Keep it tasteful because we're going to win loudness later with transient shaping, not with brutal top end. Then add drum bus. This is a big part of the reeds through the limiter trick. Drive somewhere in the 5 to 15% zone, crunch low, like 0 to 10. And transients, plus 10 to plus 30. That transient control is the cheat code. And turn boom off. Boom is great, but not for a jungle snare snap. Teacher note. Solo, this layer should almost annoy you. That's good. In context, it becomes presence and definition, not pain. Now the concrete layer. Load a dirtier snare into simpler. The first move is length. Shorten the decay or length until the tail stops arguing with hats and percussion. A lot of the time you land around 80 to 180 milliseconds. You're trying to create slap, not wash. Use simpler's filter. Try a band pass if you want to focus the crack, or a low pass if the sample is too fizzy. If you go band pass, aim the center somewhere around 600 Hz to 1.5K, then sweep until the snare suddenly sounds like it's hitting a wall. Add saturator on this concrete layer. Analog clip mode, drive 3 to 9 dB, soft clip on. Then EQ 8 to notch out ugly rings. Common offenders are around 500 to 900 Hz or sometimes 2 to 4K. Also high pass around 90 to 140 Hz to keep the low end disciplined. The goal here is body with grit, and a suggestion of space, but still tight. Fast phase sanity check. Solo snap and concrete together. Put a utility on one layer and hit the polarity invert. If the body disappears when you flip, those layers are fighting. Fix it by adjusting the start point, by a few samples, or shorten one layer, so they overlap less in the low mids. You're not trying to make them perfectly aligned like a kick drum. You're trying to stop comb filtering from stealing your punch. Step 3. Create the concrete echo illusion using returns, not messy inserts. This is where a lot of people ruin the snare. They slap a reverb right on the channel, then wonder why the groove smears. We're going to keep the dry snare core stable, and put the environment on return so we can automate it per section. Return A is room slash verb. Put hybrid reverb in algorithmic mode, small to medium size. Decay around 0.3 to 0.8 seconds. Pre-delay 5 to 15 milliseconds. High cut around 6 to 10k. Low cut around 200 to 400 Hz. After the reverb, add a tiny bit of saturator like 1 to 3 dB of dry, just to roughen the room. Optional but very jungle. Put a gate after the reverb. Fast attack, release around 80 to 180 milliseconds. Set the threshold so it clamps the tail. You get that classic tight room that feels energetic, but doesn't cloud the bar line. Return B is tape echo. Use echo in repitch mode for character. Try 1/16th or 1/8th. Dotted 1/16th is a really good jungle bounce if the groove wants that skip. Keep feedback modest, like 10 to 25%. Filter it, high pass 250 to 500, low pass 4 to 8k. Add a touch of modulation so it moves, but keep it subtle. Then put utility after it and don't go crazy with width. Somewhere around 60 to 100% is usually plenty. The core snare should feel centered. The echo can provide some spread, but not a hole in the middle of your mix. Now, crucial workflow. Send a little room pretty consistently for glue, but only echo tag selected hits. Not all of them. Echo is punctuation, not the sentence. Also, live 12 discipline here. Keep your snare rack peaking around -6 to -3 dBFS before your master chain, and make your returns quieter than you think, often peaking -12 to -8. You'll get more impact by automating send spikes than by having a loud static reverb the whole time. Step 4. Timing and snap. The micronudge. Program your main snare on 2 and 4. Then decide if you want urgency. A classic trick is nudging the snare slightly early, like -3 to -10 milliseconds. It subtly pulls the whole track forward. You can do this with track delay on the snare track so it's consistent. Or you can nudge notes in the MIDI editor. Advanced move. Keep the main snare on grid, but put your ghosts a little late for funk. That contrast can sound insanely played, especially when your hats are doing a shuffle. Step 5. Flip the snare by resampling. This is the moment you stop sounding like two samples, layered, and start sounding like your snare. On the snare resample audio track, set the input to resampling, or route it directly from the snare rack track if you prefer cleaner routing. Arm the track. Now record 10 to 20 hits. Don't just record one. Give yourself options. Record a normal hit. Record a slightly harder hit by increasing velocity. Record one where you temporarily push the echo send so it prints a little tag. Maybe one more where the room is slightly higher. Then go into the audio, pick the best ones, consolidate and crop tight. Make a tiny personal folder. Concrete echo snare A, B, C. Dry, roomy, echo tagged. These are now your articulations. Bring your favorite back into simpler so the rack is driven by the resampled version. Your original two-layer design can stay as the build chain, but for production speed and consistency, the printed one-shot is gold. Extra coach trick. Do a limiter test. Throw a clean limiter on your drum bus or even the master temporarily and push into it 3 to 6 dB. If your snare loses its point, it means the brightness is living in the tail, not in the attack. Fix it by shortening decay, increasing drum bus transients, or adding a tiny shelf only on the snap layer. Don't just crank the top end on the whole snare. You can also set up variation. Load 3 resampled hits into 3 pads, and either alternate them manually in your pattern or use a very subtle random MIDI effect. The goal is not different snare every hit. The goal is micro-variation so it doesn't sound photocopied. Step 6. Arrangement. Jungle snare choreography over 16 to 32 bars. Let's map a clean 32-bar idea. Bars 1 through 8. A section. Main snare on 2 and 4. Very light room send. Almost no echo, except maybe one echo tag at the end of bar 8, like on the last backbeat, just to hint that something's coming. Bars 9 through 16. A variation. Add ghost snares. A classic placement is a quiet ghost on a 16th just before the main snare, like on 1E or 3E depending on your groove. Keep it quieter and darker. And add one snare double once every 4 bars, a quick flam, like a 16th before beat 4, then the main hit. Instead of nudging notes, try the micro flam method. Stack 2 hits. The first is very low velocity and filter darker, with a super short note length so it reads as texture. The second is your full hit. It gives you a flam without timing drift. Bars 17 through 24, B section, pressure. Do not just turn the snare up. Make it feel closer. Add a little more transient shaping to the snap layer, like +5 on drum bus transients, or a 1 to 2 dB lift around 6 to 8k. And to actually consider slightly less room, not more. Less room makes the snare feel right in your face. Now introduce a repeated echo motif. Every two bars, on the last snare, automate the echo send up briefly. You're basically making a call sign for the phrase, so the listener feels structure. Bars 25 through 32, fill and turn. At the end, you can do a stutter, but keep it tasteful. One option is a beat repeat on a dedicated fill snare track, not on your main snare. Interval 1 bar, grid 1/16, chance 20 to 40%, variation 10 to 20, and filter it a bit band past so you don't spray low mud everywhere. Or, even cleaner, do a two-hit pickup at the end of the phrase. A quiet filtered hit 1/16 before beat 4, then the main beat 4 hit with an echo send spike. It reads like a fill, but it doesn't derail the drop. Before the drop, hard cut the ambience. Automate the return down or let the gate clamp it. That silence right before impact is part of the hype. Step 7. Mix control so it stays snappy and doesn't get muddy.